proposed changes from an independent board could lead to increased funding to Catholic schools, but decreased funding to independent schools. The socioeconomic status model is used by the government to determine which schools are in upper-class areas and therefore would receive less money from the government. However, critics say many schools in upper-class areas have a lower-class student population and the parents are unable to pay the high fees. I spoke with Glenn Siddle, who is the secretary for the South Australian branch of the Independent Education Union. He explains how this issue began.
A part of the confusion in the whole funding debate is the different responsibilities for funding between the state and the federal governments. The federal government has got the primary responsibility for funding non-government schools, and the states have got primary responsibility for funding their own state schools. And the argument and debate quite often gets sidetracked into looking at only one rather than the totality of both sources of funding.
Is the SES fair on how it processes which schools get more funding? Julie King, the executive officer of the Association of Catholic School Principals, has more.
No, it doesn't really benefit any school because of, especially in areas like Sydney and Broken Bay Diocese, where the cost of living is quite high. And if you're in a high SES area, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have a lot of disposable income because of the cost of housing and the cost of living. So it's not a very fair model, and we have spoken to both sides of the government regarding that, and I know that they are looking into changing it, but just what it changes into, no one's really sure at the moment.
She says this is how the SES works. Schools in areas considered to be upper class would get less funding, while schools in lower socioeconomic areas would receive more funding.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that you can afford to pay for higher school fees just because you live in those areas. So it is affecting all Catholic schools across New South Wales, especially now that the funding no longer can be redirected. It has to go to that particular school. So therefore, schools that were being funded at a higher level previously are no longer funded at that level.
Mr. Seidel agrees and says several independent schools have also been affected by irregularities with the SES funding model.
Look, I think there have been problems with anomalies in the SES funding. So, yes, a review is warranted because basically we've been all agreeing furiously that we should have fair and equal funding. But the model has always been a bit problematic when we try and measure it.
Several organisations have painted the school funding issue as pitting Catholic and independent schools against each other. However, Mr. Seidel says both sides have lost focus on how to reach the best possible outcome.
All it's done is it's reduced us all to wobbling amongst ourselves as to how the government, Catholics and independents are funded. We're more worried about how we cut the pie up than actually growing the pie.
Ms. King explains one way the SES could change.
The model that they were contemplating was looking at tax returns, but again, people that are very wealthy can also get their tax returns down to a very low rate, so that's possibly not a fair way of doing it either. However they wish to do it, it has to be something that's fair to all students because we're about our kids in Australia and in New South Wales, not about, you know, who's the wealthiest and who's not.
Mr. Seidel has his own take on how the issue can be solved.
Well, look, I think the rhetoric is out there. We need all of Australia's kids to get proper provision for their education so that the whole nation prospers. How we do it, we need to have some model which has got very few anomalies in it. And I guess that's what the review of the SES funding is about, to try and see where the kinks can be ironed out. But it's become a political football rather than a pure exercise in its own right.
Glenn Seidel of the South Australian branch of the Independent Education Union ending that report. We have reached out to Education Minister Simon Birmingham, who reiterated he'll be responding to the review later this year.